Okay, so I've been doing some stuff here. I've been working on some writing, and writing is really hard. It's really hard for me, at least. I'm not like a trained professional writer, but I've always written. I've always tried to get ideas out with words, and I feel like I've gotten better over time, but I always think there's room for improvement. And if there's room for improvement, that means I'm probably going to talk about it here. So let's get going. Okay, so thanks for listening. This is another episode. And if you're looking for more episodes, if you're new to the podcast, check it out. Go to sketchrelease.com. If you want to find some other episodes, you want to find a way to subscribe using your favorite podcast service. This is something that, I talked about in a previous episode about fall kind of being like a big creative time for me, a time of the year where I can really look at ideas and maybe it's even like looking into the next year, like what's coming. So I don't know, my all the gears start turning this time of year, late in the year. And I talked about Sketchtember, which is good for like practicing your sketching and just getting ideas out. I talked about Inktober, which is kind of an online thing for practicing just pen and ink, just very basic tools, but following prompts that are kind of given to you. And now, I'm recording this in November, so something else I wanted to talk about that's very much a creative tool that I found a long time ago, several years ago now, but it's really helped me just understand how involved and how complicated a creative process can be, but that with the right community and the right type of influences and inspiration, you can get through it. And that is something called National Novel Writing Month. And it's been shortened to, was it NaNoWriMo? So if you want to look that up, look up a website. If you're new to writing, maybe you've got some ideas for like a story or a novel. That's basically what this is. It's a website. It's a community that focuses on helping you spend the entire month of November cranking out some work. Just getting your ideas out, getting them into words, getting them on the page, and getting somewhere with it. That's something that that I've always struggled with in terms of writing, just because I'm not a trained writer, I'm not a professional, but I've always kind of got ideas that I like to see, or I like to at least let play out in my mind and put them onto the page. So I've always enjoyed doing it, but getting to that finished piece is always the hardest. The thing I learned a long time ago is, you write your first draft, just get everything out, get all the ideas out of your head that you want to have in your story, no matter good or bad, just get it all out, and then go back and refine and edit and move things around if you need to. And in practice, I feel like that makes sense. That'll kind of get you down the road further, faster. But man, I know personally, I've fallen into the trap repeatedly, over and over. I start writing something, and then I got to put it down because just got to take a break or other things come up. And the next time I come back to it, I start rereading what I already wrote, and I just kind of doom myself into, take one step forward and two steps back. And so it's always so hard. It's a slog to get, further down, make any real progress. So as much as I've enjoyed writing, it's the challenge for me with this has always been just getting to something that I can call finished. And that's what things like this National Novel Writing Month are for. There's like a community of tips and best practices and different types of tutorials and ways to be more efficient, more productive, ways to explore your ideas. just great resources for helping you move forward. You know, I think if that's something you're into, if you're into writing, if you're into telling your stories, you know, that actually makes me think. So this is something that I talked about maybe in a previous episode a little bit, just kind of hinted at. But when I've talked to other creative people, whether it's artists or writers or filmmakers or whatever, you know, they've all got stories to tell about their life, about things that they've gone through. You know, sometimes it's about getting through adversity or, you know, something about their background or just reflecting on different experiences they've had. There are always stories out there. Every person you meet, every person you'll encounter in life, they've got a story to them. Some of the people who I've talked to that are in these types of creative fields or these types of industries, they're more refined and they're more adept at telling a story and relaying, you know, an experience. But even the people who aren't, they've got stories. And, you know, sometimes, like, I think of, like, I've had people in my family that they don't, they're not in that business. They don't understand what it means to tell a good story, but they can tell a good story. Whether it's a funny story or a touching story, you know, they've got things that, they've got the tools to be able to really make it interesting and amusing and engaging and all of those things that, if you could just put it in paper or put it on film or put it in a song, you know, it could be something that could really reach an audience. So I think, you know, when there are stories, when everybody's got a story and some are more prepared to tell those stories, well, I look at the people who maybe aren't as prepared. And yeah, I've had several experiences like that, working with people who are first-time authors or let's say amateur authors who have some things they want to do and have some ideas, and then not really sure where to begin or even what is the right way to do it. But they take a chance. They're bold enough to say, this is interesting to me, so I want to spread this and share this with the world. Okay, awesome. Let's do it. And, you know, it's always funny that you get someone talking about their ideas and what it means to them. They get very excited. They get very enthusiastic because naturally, of course, it's so close to you that you can't help it. And so one of the things to me that I see, that one of the key parts of that creative process is keeping that energy, right? You keep that energy going. Take that into the work. Because it's really easy to get lost in the details and lost in the, you know, the how tedious it can be. And you just, it takes all the wind out of your sails. You're just like, this is a slog. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. This is too much. I'm starting to not care. And it happens. It happens to me. It happens to all of us. We get into our work when the fun thing that we like to do becomes work, becomes a job. It's like a turnoff. And so that's where I feel like the authors that I have worked with that are writing things, like either in the middle of it or they're just starting, wherever they are in the process, I always try to make sure we keep that level of excitement and energy at, you know, at the right spot. You know, you don't want it to be so over the top that you burn out because you're so excited to get something done and you're just not going to get there in the time frame that you expect or you probably think it takes. So it, you know, it's about managing expectations too. You know, I want to make sure that someone understands, like, telling the story, doing it right, making it into like basically a product at the end, it takes time and it takes real effort and it can be managed, but it's going to happen in a certain way. It's just not going to happen overnight, but it shouldn't take you, you know, years to do, although it can. Depends on what, you know, what you're trying to tell, right? You know, I've worked with authors that have knocked things out quickly. Like that first draft, it just comes right out. It's just ready to go. Now, it still takes work and it still needs a polish and all that, but it comes out so fast that they're just, you know, ready to move to that next step. And I've talked to other authors that it takes time. And it really is like, it's like building the puzzle one piece at a time. And you got to make the piece before you put it in the puzzle. It's a lot. So I think one of the more interesting experiences I had working on a book was I met an author who had an idea and I think was kind of struggling with how to make it work for the audience she was trying to reach with it. And, you know, through some adjustments of her own and before, I guess, before I met with her, she wanted to write a book about the experience with young girls and their fathers in like a Latino household, you know, which is a very kind of interesting dynamic. You know, maybe it's similar in other backgrounds and other cultures, but, you know, with the Latino culture, you know, sometimes fathers and daughters, they don't really cross paths. You know, it's a little bit of like a macho thing and a, you know, a teenager, youth thing. Sometimes it's a very challenging dynamic to have to work with. And so this was an experience for this author that she wanted to talk about and share, like how she really kind of learned to embrace that and find a power in it. You know, with her relationship with her parents, but specifically her father. And so the book is called Querido Mi Papá. It was about a young girl, a teenager, growing into a young woman and how that affected her relationship with her father. And, you know, the sort of detachment that has to come with that. Of like, you know, you kind of going out into the world, spreading your wings and becoming your own person. And sometimes, you know, I'm a father. I have a teenage daughter. I understand. It's a real struggle sometimes to want to let go and then to actually let go. So I know it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting topic. So the experience of working with this author, her name is Alicia, and she took this idea for a book and built it into, you know, a whole new way of life for herself. And, you know, it's great. I love what she's done. It's been really interesting to watch, you know, this kernel of an idea turn into something that, you know, I was honored. I was happy to help her with putting the book together. Ended up winning an award for best parenting book. And, you know, something I'm very proud of. But I'm even more proud of the fact that it's turned into a lot more for her personally and professionally and all those things. It's really led to her doing a lot more things with, you know, the idea she has in her mind for how to help young girls, how to help parents, and just how to help the youth. So, you know, I think when it comes down to someone wanting to tell their story, sometimes it's a matter of finding just the right window. You've got to find your narrow little window where you can make your mark. Whether it's the topic you're talking about, or it's the way you talk about your topic, or how you use that as a launching pad for things coming down the road that you have in mind, you know, bigger ideas. That's a big part of relaying a story that means something. Is it can affect you, but it can affect your audience and the people that you want to share this with in bigger ways, more meaningful ways, right? And so look, if you or someone you know has a story, has ideas for a story, encourage that and pursue that. Now, maybe you don't, look, we all agree that in some way or another, everybody has a story, but not everybody knows how to tell a story. Now, whether it's like the mechanics, like just understanding structure or even the language Or if it's more of the subconscious, like psychological element of it, like you have to understand perspective, you have to understand tone, just to get the right message across. Those kinds of things, maybe not everybody understands those things. You can train someone up to learn how to do it the right way or a better way or a more effective way. But the important thing is that everybody still has their story. Everybody still has something they want to talk about and they want to share with the world in some way or another. One thing I've even learned is, I've been talking a lot about writing with this episode, but sometimes it starts as writing, it starts as a written word, and it becomes something else. Sometimes it starts just like an oral history of something, and it becomes writing. And so, I have several things that I've worked on in the past. I've tried to write screenplays for things, and I find this doesn't really make sense. I don't know that this would really work as a film, for instance. So I have to kind of either backtrack or like adapt into like a novel format or a long form format for some other type of medium. You don't necessarily know from the outset what your idea is going to become, but you just know you have your idea and you need to get it out and you need to at least start building some kind of structure to it, give it some kind of shape. You can always refine it and mold it into something different as time goes on, as you kind of keep moving forward with it. I started writing some stuff back in, geez, how long ago was it? 1992, maybe? It was a long time ago. I was in high school, or maybe even before that. And I started writing ideas for, I don't know, like, at the time, I was a teenager, so like science fiction, fantasy kind of type things that, were so kind of bold and big and ambitious that I didn't know. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what I was really getting myself into. I just knew that those are the kind of stories that I liked. Whether you talk about something like Lord of the Rings or Dune even Star Wars, and those things are like just big sprawling epic stories, different characters, different worlds, different all these different things. I thought, well, that's something I want to do. I love that kind of just gargantuan storytelling, right? I always appreciate that. I appreciate ambition. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody can do it. I mean, clearly everybody can't do it because the amount of series or stories of that scale in fiction and literature, they're kind of few and far between, and that's okay. So at some point I kind of realized, well, this is not really, I have the ideas. Some of them I even still have. My focus was really on the art, on the visuals of it. And so writing stories to go with it has always been kind of a fun thing for me. I even still do that now. If you see some of the art that I'll post every now and then, I'll include like a caption or like a short little excerpt, like a backstory or like a description of what's happening and what this could mean. It doesn't necessarily play into anything bigger or more than that, but it's just a fun exercise in creating story, creating something almost out of nothing. I did learn over time, like I have stories to tell, but sometimes those stories, they're far too big. They're far too big for either my skill set or my like experience level or whatever. They're far too big for what I think is really even necessary. Some of the stories I've worked on and I've got in mind, things that I've still got. I still got it, loaded up. I'm still working on. They're about me as being a parent, or me as being a husband, or just moving through certain aspects of like the Latino experience. Those are things that are relatable to me today, right now. And if it's relatable to me, I'm no different than anybody else. It's relatable to a lot of other people. You know, I think that's something that if you want to tell a story, you know, you don't necessarily write the story or create your work, your art for an audience. You don't necessarily do that. You create it for yourself. That's what I believe. But ultimately, if you're going to share it with an audience, you got to take that into account. If you're going to share anything, whether you're just doing a sketch on a napkin or you're just writing some notes on a legal pad, if you ever intend to share that with somebody else, even if it's just one other person, it's got to make sense. If it's writing, it's got to be legible. So you have to take that into account. You have to take someone else's point of view or someone else's reception of the work into, you have to make that part of your creative process. And so if you're going to tell a story, if you want to make a big sprawling epic that's all kinds of, you know, wild, crazy worlds and characters and all that, who are you talking to? Who is that for? Just think about it. It's not like a, you know, it's not meant to be a discouraging question, but it's meant to be a just an objective question. Who is that for? Who are you doing this for? And that was my mistake early on, is I was writing something for me and I didn't really think about, is this even make any bit of sense to anyone else? Because I didn't understand that at the time. You know, this is what, 30 years ago or something. So now, over time, I have learned that, I have these ideas, but this won't make any sense to anybody. You know, this was several years ago, but I wrote an entire screenplay for a feature that in the moment, at the time, it made absolute sense to me. It said the things that I wanted to say. It was about certain, you know, it was about situations that I cared about or I thought were important to me. You know, the plot, the characters, all that stuff. It was like right top of my mind. I cranked it out in like 30 days. And I looked at it. I thought, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do. I got to find a way to make this now. Even if I have to like just take it slow, you know, develop it over time. But this is what I'm going to make. This is going to be my next thing to do. You know, I've done a little bit of short film stuff. And I said, okay, this is my next thing. Well, I got like about a year into that process of like trying to, you know, the logistics of like how to shoot something like that or like get a cast going or a team or whatever. I got about a year down the road. I went back to really revisit the script and make sure like this is still hitting all the same beats or if I'm leaving anything out. I went through and reread it and I couldn't identify with it anymore. I remember writing it. I remember every thought that went into putting it together. But what it was saying, I had kind of moved past that moment. And so it was really hard for me to keep the energy up, keep that same enthusiasm for it. Because I felt like, well, the person that wrote this is kind of gone, is not here now. And that's one of the things I learned, you know, in my own way, I guess, about like the filmmaking process is, you know, if you see some films that are made and you understand, if you learn about like the story, the development process to get some of these movies made, that they take years or even decades to finally get going and actually turn into a finished film, you've got to have stamina. You've got to have real passion for it. And believe in it to keep it, to keep your energy there. Or, you know, maybe put it this way, maybe that's not even the case, but maybe it's just the matter of your idea has to be strong enough to outlast just the passage of time. You know, if you're hot on an idea and you've got it and you've figured it out and you put it down and you come back to it, even just, you know, a year later, or even a week later, and you're like, nah, this is trash. Or I don't get this anymore. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, maybe your idea wasn't so great. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't like reshape it or rebuild it. But maybe sometimes it's think, hey, you need to just have someone else look at it, get some other feedback on it. You know, understand that you're not going to necessarily be the one to just knock out the magic script or the magic novel all by yourself in one shot. It could take time. It could take feedback. It could take criticism. It could take, you know, some real reworking and refining along the way. But that's part of the process. And so if you've got a story to tell, here's what I'm coming to. If you've got a story to tell, understand it could take work. It could take some time. It could take some learning. But those are all things that will benefit you in the long run. And if you're passionate about it, if you believe in it, if you know that there's something there for you and for an audience, go for it. Go for it. Run with it. It's yours. It's your story to tell. So do it. If you've got a story to tell, what's been your biggest challenge in telling it? I think everybody faces their own, you know, obstacles and hurdles in getting something done. I mean, whether it's writing something or creating a piece of art or, you know, producing a song or whatever it is, everybody's got their own challenges. But let's, you know, think about yours. Think about what that is. What are the roadblocks for you? And how do you get past them? Or have you been able to get past them? All right. This has been a good one. I really appreciate you listening to this. Thanks for checking this out. And if you want to find some other episodes, go to sketchrelease.com. You can check me out. I'm also on Instagram. I've been back into posting art more regularly. I did a lot during September and October. I'm still doing some here in November. I will try to keep that up. Just, you know, these are just things that are fun to me just to kind of do on a whim almost. I just draw some things out sometimes. It's a little hard because I do have like things that I'm actually actively trying to develop and draw and build and write. And so, you know, these I kind of do just as like throwaway things. And I'm just happy to share them with you. So check me out on Instagram. I'm also on ArtStation and Behance. You'll see some other artwork up there. In the meantime, hey, go write something. Go tell your story. Go at least think about it. Think about how you can do it. If you haven't started yet, as always, keep creating.